If I could rewind, if I could rewind the time, I would play back, yes, I would play back yesterday. If I could rewind, if I could rewind the time, I would play back, yes, I would play back yesterday. You know I would. Baby, you and I would never end, 'cause I could pause and play back again. If I could rewind, if I could rewind the time, I would play back, yes, I could play back when we first met. The love you gave me, baby, oh Lord, I can't forget. I would take all my wrong and make it right. Then you would be here with me tonight. Then I wouldn't be all alone. You would be here with me, here at home. If I could rewind, if I could rewind the time, I would play back, yes, I would play back. Oh, let him play. I would play back, yes, I would play back when we first met. You see the love you gave me, baby, oh yeah, I can't forget. I would take all my wrong and make it right. Then you would be here with me tonight. You see, I wouldn't be all alone. You would be here with me, here at home. If I could rewind, if I could rewind. Now wait a minute, I wanna say it again. If I could rewind, if I could rewind the time, I would play back, yes, I would play back yesterday, yes, I would. If I could rewind, if I could rewind the past, I would play back, yes, I would play back yesterday. You see, I wouldn't be.
All right, Joe, this morning, him and Mr. Thibodeau. Oh, yeah, yeah, Goldman, him and Goldman, and
they're headed
to Cane
right.
River.
Cane River.
Cane River. They're going to Cane River for Festival de Creole that they have over there, Festival for the Creoles that's going on. Goldman, Thibodeau, and Lotte Playboys going over there to play.
You ever watch the documentary about Goldman Thibodeau?
No.
That's a good one.
Is it? Have not seen. It's time for me to see.
That's right. How you arrived at that. But they're heading, I know they're heading up, because today said they were heading out there.
Yeah, well, they're certainly gone. So y'all be good. Have fun. Tap one for me. ¶¶
deux vents. Et moi, je n'ai pas. Je suis déjà loup. Et pas là-bas. Et pas ici. Yo pita devant, yo pita devant, yo pita devant. Hey yo, puis fais pas ça.
Mon question là.
Ok.
Nous autres étions parlé en arrière pour les babines.
Okay.
Les grosses babines, les grosses lèvres.
Les grosses lèvres, les grosses babines.
Un souffleur.
Uh-huh.
Un souffleur. Un monde avec des grosses babines, les grosses lèvres.
Uh-huh.
Il peut souffler?
Il peut souffler. Ça prend un temps. Ça prend un petit temps avant l'air arrive à l'élève. Au bout de l'élève.
Pour commencer.
Parce que, ouais, pour commencer.
Oui.
La chanson, mais ils sont un petit peu en arrière de les autres. Si t'as trois qui peuvent souffler. Là. Oui. C'est là avec l'élève qui est plus grand que l'autre.
Oui.
Ça, lui va, il va commencer un petit Bernardino. Non, lui va commencer un petit Bernardino parce que les autres, parce que l'air va venir vite au bout de l'élève.
Oui, oui, oui.
Mais avec ses grandes lèvres, ça prend un petit brin plus long pour l'air arriver au bout. Puis là, tu vois, il faut y râler un tas. Puis... Ah, bon, tu connais. Pas y exsouffler, il faut y râler un peu.
Râler un peu.
Faut y râler un petit brin plus que les autres. Parce qu'il a plus loin pour râler avec son soufflé. Là, il peut souffler un bon bout. Oh,
oui.
Mais là, tu vois, ça rattrape.
Ça rattrape?
Oui, parce que tu vois. Au bout de la chanson,
oui.
Tu vois, lui, il a toujours de l'air entre ses lèvres.
Oui, oh,
mais
oui.
les autres, il avait des petites lèvres.
C'est fini,
mais lui, il a toujours de l'air qui peut venir. Ça peut lui, il est d'arrière pour souffler.
Il ne peut pas contrôler ça.
Il est d'arrière pour commencer, il est d'arrière pour finir.
C'est maillé difficile pour contrôler ça.
Oh oui, mais gars, c'est pas un brasseur, ça, c'est un suceur.
C'est tout ça.
C'est un suceur.
Il ne peut pas embrasser.
Il n'est pas embrasseur.
C'est pas un brasseur.
C'est un suceur.
Pourquoi?
C'est comme ça, c'est. Mais il a un tas de viande en avant. Ça fait quand même.
Ah ouais. Anyway. Those of you who could not understand the word we said, I'm sorry about you guys.
Ask somebody.
Yeah, you're
going to ask. You're going to have to ask somebody.
You're going to have to ask Mr. Jodell over in Gaydon. He's going to tell you about that.
Oh, he can sure tell you about it.
And don't forget, of course, the big volunteer fire department over in Maurice is having their annual barbecue dinner.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And let me put my glasses on so
uh-oh.
I can see a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I can't see too well without my glasses.
Is that something?
Yeah. I can't put them on with my headset on at the same time. Anyway, it's tomorrow. And they're going to start serving at 11 a.m. And Rob say it's still time. They're still taking orders.
Okay, good.
So you can call. He called. My cousin just called. And he says just called him right now. You got two numbers you can call. 893-7315. I'll call at 322-6677 and get your own personal dinner ready for that.
And we want to say good morning to Gene Chambers.
Right.
Well, hopefully he's doing well. I hadn't heard from him in a long time. I mean, I think the last time we saw Gene over at the studio, I think we was in the old studio.
I think so.
The last time we saw him, you know. Yeah. And we just hope you're doing well, wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing, Gene. We certainly wish you well, and all is going well for you.
Yeah.
All right, I want to say good morning to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marley this morning. Good morning to all of them. And Megan graduated from
SLCC
this past Wednesday. Congratulate her. And all of the other graduates from SLCC, want to congratulate you on that. And we wish all of you well. And I know the economy is not very friendly right now.
No.
The jobs are not very friendly. And we know as you graduate, we have high school graduation, right, John?
Hey, high school graduation started off right now. And Northside is the first one. And then Acadiana at 11:30.
Okay.
And going until 1 o'clock. And all of the high schools, all the public high schools, are conducting their graduation today. So, I know the parents are all excited.
Sure, absolutely.
And the kids are all excited. But what the kids say, though, Melvin, and I'll share this with you real quickly. They say, some of the seniors say, Mr. B, you know, what are we going to do? You know, we're excited about graduating out of high school. But then we're going to miss all of our friends that we've made in high school because each of us are going in different directions.
Oh, yeah.
And so, because we got to go out and try to begin our lives.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a challenge that we're going to have to face. And I say, you're right. They're right about that.
And uncles and nephews, help the parents out with your nieces and nephews, you know, on direction. What do they do? You know, you don't have, telling John earlier, you don't have too many options anymore.
No.
You know, stay home and go to college. Get your trade. I mean, go to trade school. Get you something to work with. If you don't like school, get you a trade, something to work. All field is going to be good for another 20, 25 years.
Get into
all field business. Get you a job. Because they're definitely looking for people right now. And so it gives you a good opportunity to do things. But remember that everything you do is going to count towards your future. So if you get in trouble. When you go to get a job,
that's part of your future.
They will know about you getting in trouble. period.
Yeah. It always precedes
it, it. It's always going to be there. So when you become 18, you become an adult. And everything that you will do is going to follow you, no matter what it is.
That's
because
right.
I know we run records on everybody. We run driver's license records, we run drug tests, we do it all. Just to make sure that the people that we have working in the companies that have people working, that they have people that are sober, they're drug-free, and you have good driving record.
That's
so take care of your stuff.
You gotta
take care of your stuff.
I know, and then I wished all of the graduates, especially those from Acadian High School, because some of them crossed my path, and hopefully that I was influential in making a difference in your life. And however, Mr. B is going to be at Acadiana, and wherever you, if you need something, just always come by there. And of course, if I can be of any help to all of you, just give me a call or come by to school.
And John, you have no idea how much you have influenced kids. Because I see even now with Bobby working over at the schools, when she'll see some of her kids, I call her kids, you know, they grow up. And what are you doing? Some doing well, some not doing so well, some working on being doing, about trying to do better, you know, but they will always be part of you, you know, and you can always be part of them. And that goes out to all of the teachers. I know we're getting ready to go into a big strain now with the cutbacks and the teachers and the schools and everything. You know, when you look in the paper and you're cutting $15, $20, $25 million out of a system, that's a lot of money.
And when
you start hearing about programs being cut, that's a problem. Because what if you're in a program and you're about to graduate and it gets cut? So you really need to talk to your legislature and let them know how much you care about what is happening, and really inform yourself of what's going on and know what's going on around you.
Well, sometimes I wonder if some of those legislators are actually listening. And, of course, that's another topic. But sometimes I wonder about that. Are they just making decisions based on what they think is best?
You never know what the real deal is.
No. Anyway, Melvin, I want to also send condolences out to the Carmouche family up there in Cairncrow. And Clifton Carmouche passed away. And I'm heading out there to pay my respect for
neighbor, friend,
family.
Or what to you, John?
It's a friend, an old friend of ours, he was a fence man.
Okay.
And he worked at Sears for about 27 years as well. But he drove a bus, a school bus, by the way, and he also worked at Sears. Now, you're talking about a man who hustled. And he also started a fence company, Hurricane Fence. And he used to install, in fact, he installed hurricane fence around my first house I built. And I got to know him, and he was an avid listener of this program when he was able to listen. And he's right there on the Cairncrow Highway, and there's a new service station that was built right on the corner of Pondamuta and University.
Right
across the street, big lot there, and he spent all of his life, he was a farmer as well. But he was very successful in his life. And I know that all of his children right now, and Andretta, and I know her, and when he got ready to buy her first house, I remember that, and he came to see me at my office. And I was able to get Andretta into her house, and because he stood behind that, and he was a man of his word. And he was a person that was quite successful. He worked on the board with Smile Community Action Agency. He was a supporter of that. And many other things that he's done in the community.
Okay.
But a person like that, when he passes, a person like that pass away, we lose a great asset in the community. That's right.
Yep.
It's Corner Post. And I send condolences out to the entire family. And it was another Alvin Antoine, too, that passed away. I remember this guy used to love to dance. And he had a smile on his face always when you'd see him. And somehow, I don't know, he would always talk with a smile on his face. And we're going to miss you there, Antoine, and the rest of the family of those that I've named, and all of those of you who have lost a loved one. Please accept our condolences on behalf of Melvin and I. And I know what most of you are going to right now. Anyway,
all right.
Melvin, you have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
I got to go and take care of some business here.
Miss Charlie, Creole Diva of Southern Soul.
Oh, yeah. The first time that I saw you, baby, we were hanging at the trail ride. Boots, jeans, and crisp white shirt. Boy, you caught my eye. I was checking you on the sly. You walked up to me looking so fine. You was working that cowboy hat. Then I smelled your cologne.
Be free. And baby, 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 when the reflection of the glass that I held to my lips, now baby, yeah.
KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Support for KRVS comes from Zeus Greek and Lebanese Cafes. Zeus Cafes are family-owned businesses and offers a menu highlighting the Mediterranean taste and culture. Zeus Cafes feature healthy and nutritional food with 3 full dining restaurants and 7 express cafes in both Lafayette and Lake Charles. Locations and menu items can be found online at ZeusCafe.com.
Hello, I'm Josh Collinet. You know, music is a powerful lens to see the world. And our Hip Deep series does just that. Coming up is our history of samba in Rio, Nollywood in Nigeria, and the little-known story of Angola. That's Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday night at 8 on KRVS.
Oh, yeah.
fair. Oh, very fair. The tears are compared. By my morning, by my process.
Morning, JT. Going on there in Big Mahmood this morning. Quinn, good morning to you. Thank all of you that helped on the project on this past Thursday in Overland. Want to thank you guys for coming out and helping out.
Get that train. Get that train. Gotta get the train. Can't take no more pain.
Morning, Alfred and Valley. Alfin, good morning to you guys. Brother-in-law. Donna Braxton, good morning to you. Cal, hopefully you're well. Mayor Rose up in Houston, good morning to you and Welton this morning. And all the Bushnell nephews and nieces, good morning to all of you this morning. Doc, Chris, Kevin, Ronnie, good morning to you. Tuck up in Houston, good morning to you, nephew.
I'm on a train. It's a train. It's
a Corey, wherever you may be, probably on the water somewhere. Lil Ray, good morning to you and Lisa up in Oakdale this morning. Shirley up in Oberlin. Surprise, huh? Yeah, Gradney. With Raw Carrier this morning. Baby, do right. If there's somebody you'd like to tell that to this morning, call them up. Just say, baby, do right.
Thank you. toi. Allons à l'écoute, chef. I'm gonna take you all time with a new school flavor. New job. Attention, chef. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm gonna take you with me. Hey, toi. Can't forget the roots of Adekuno. I went out Friday night. I went to the Zydeco. You know I had a ball talk. I didn't wanna come home. Now when I got back, Cartel was waiting in the kitchen. She tried to pass me some lickings. She tried to give me a whip. Say, don't you hit me, Cartel. You know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, Cartel. I can't take you no more. Don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel sad. It's what hey, Tora. Old time. Hip hop. It's Saturday night, and I'm back at it again. I'm on the run, wanna have some fun. I met this girl, she was in the club. She looking so good, I think I fell in love. She put her face in my chest, I thought she was feeling it too. She said I'm ducking my head, cause Cartel passing some licks at you. Say don't you hit me, Cartel. You know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, Cartel. I can't take it no more. Don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel sad. Here, Cartel. Hey, Horace. New job. Old time. Take it way back. Do it. Attention, baby. Give me some. I'm gonna take it way back. Hey, toi. Old time. Do it, y'all. Old time.
As we come to the close of another program, hopefully we entertain you from 8 to 12 today. If not, tell you what you do. Come back next Saturday and we'll try it again. So just keep doing what you're doing. It's a nice Saturday. Just remember, be safe, be careful. And the law is out looking for all the people that are outside of their houses and properties drinking. So if you drink, you might want to just stay home or let somebody else drive for you. The Big Eight ride is going on right now. Be careful. Enjoy yourself. And please be safe while you're on the highways. And please be careful. Be extremely careful. And buckle them kids inside the car. MC, with you this Saturday morning, we are gone. And Herman Fuselier is right behind me, so don't move. Keep your radio station on there. Take you a 5-second break and come on back, and the music will continue on. You're listening to KRVS here in Lafayette, Louisiana, on the campus of ULL.
Just got worse.